So it's very important for us to recognize the signs and symbols which will highlight whether or not the negative assumption has become firm in our hearts. So how do we know when we are afflicted with this disease of su'ul-dhan, of jumping to negative conclusions, of suspicion? There are a few signs that the ulama have highlighted. The first is that you feel hatred for that person. Before having that negative suspicion, before jumping to those negative conclusions, you didn't used to think anything about that person. We used to think of that person in a positive light. But after that negative assumption became firm in your heart, you start feeling hatred for that person. Or maybe you start feeling that person as inferior to you. The second thing, you consider that person as a burden. That when that person comes to visit you, or that person comes to talk to you, then you don't feel like talking to them. You don't feel like hosting them like you would host any other person, any of your other friends or family or acquaintances. The third sign, you lose concern for his honor and well-being. Before you used to look out for that person, you used to keep an eye on him, to take care of him, you used to worry about him, you used to have concern for his betterment. But if the negative assumption becomes firm in your heart, and you firmly believe that the person is bad, or the person is evil, you have this su'ul dhan for him, and you lose concern for his honor and well-being. Whether he is in a good state, whether he is in a bad state, it is of no concern to you. You don't care about him anymore. This is another sign that a negative assumption has become firm in your heart. And the fourth one, the overall feelings in your heart for that person begin to change. The feelings in your heart for that person used to be positive, but now they become negative. When you see him, you start getting angry. When somebody speaks about him, you start getting angry. These overall feelings in your heart transforming from positive to negative is a sign that that negative assumption has become firm in your heart, and now you have fallen into this evil disease of jumping to negative conclusions, of negative suspicion. So what are the cures? How can we cure ourselves from this disease? Again, the scholars have provided us in the light of the Holy Quran, in the light of the Ahadith, in the light of the books of spirituality, certain cures for negative suspicion. First of all, we should always look at the good qualities of people. We should always look at people with a positive light, rather than looking at them in a negative light. We should always try to make excuses for people. Try to look at people in terms of their good qualities, rather than looking out for their bad qualities. Secondly, whenever a negative thought enters your heart and mind, you should reject it straight away and form a positive opinion immediately, rather than allowing that negative thought to gain strength in your heart and to embed itself in your heart. As soon as a negative thought comes in, you should immediately empty your heart of it and change it into a positive opinion. The next cure, you should continue to rectify yourself so that you become pious. When you focus on your own betterment, you focus on your own development and you become pious, then your heart will become pure. Because when your heart is pious, there will be no room in that heart. When the heart becomes enlightened, the heart becomes pious, the heart becomes pure. When the heart is pure, there will be no room in that pure heart for the filth of negative suspicion, for the impurity of negative suspicion. When your heart becomes enlightened, when your heart becomes filled with light and piety, then there will be no room in that heart for the darkness of negative suspicion. The next cure is to always fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah Azza wa Jal, and fear answering to Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment. Because, as we heard in the verse of the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says that our hearts will also be questioned on the Day of Judgment. We will be asked questions about our hearts, what our hearts used to contain. And also, another cure, finally, is to make dua. Because dua is the weapon of a believer. Make dua to be kept away from negative assumption. And make dua for the person you have negative thoughts about. If you have a negative thought about somebody, you have a negative assumption and suspicion about somebody, make dua for that person. Make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower blessings and mercies upon that believer, upon that fellow Muslim brother. If you do so, then you will be cured from this evil of suspicion.